A reading from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. How long, O Lord? I cry for help, but you do not listen. I cry out to you violence, but you do not intervene. Why do you let me see ruin? Why must I look at misery? Destruction and violence are before me. There is strife and clamorous discord. Then the Lord answered me and said, write down the vision clearly upon the tablets, so that one can read it readily. For the vision still has its time, presses on to fulfillment, and will not disappoint. If it delays, wait for it. It will surely come. It will not be late. The rash one has no integrity, but the just one, because of his faith, shall live. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel, with the strength that comes from God. Take as your norm the sound words that you have heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard this rich trust with the help of the Holy Spirit that dwells within us. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. The Lord replied, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. Who among you would say to your servant who has just come in from plowing or tending the sheep in the field, come here immediately and take your place at the table? Would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat? Put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Back at the time of dinosaurs, when I was a teenager, I landed what I thought would be a great summer job. I was hired to work with the maintenance man at the local public school. Thought it'd be a great summer job. After all, the only thing I'd ever seen the maintenance men do during the summer was mow the lawn. Even back in the day, they had this wonderful lawnmower, big red machine, riding mower, of course. It was an expansive schoolyard. And I thought for sure that would be my job all summer long. I could hear them already saying, let the kid mow the lawn. And I was eager to spend the summer months, the summer weeks, doing just that. That was my first mistake. My second mistake was, of course, failing to realize how very hard these men worked. I remember still Ronnie. He was the head man. Golly, a good man. Very gentle spirit, but a very hard worker. He took great pride in his labors, and he took great pride in the school. early on, he took me with him down to the kitchen. And just off the kitchen, there was a storage room for canned goods, food, so on and so forth. The room had shelves on all the walls, high shelves, floor to ceiling. It was all gray. I can see it still. Floor to ceiling, shelves all painted gray. Ronnie told me my job was to paint the room, ceiling and shelves. I hate painting. The fact that I'm telling you this story after all these years tells you just how much I hate painting. I hate it. A day or two later, Ronnie stopped by to check things out, see my progress. And while he was very gentle, he was also very direct. He told me that I had to be more slow in my work, more cautious, had to be careful. And then he told me I had to start over and paint the whole thing again. In my best whining voice, I told him, "Well, it's just too hard." And I remember Ronnie said, "Well, if it's hard, that means you got to put in more effort." But I continued to complain and whine, and tell him how hard this is, how impossibly difficult the job was. And I remember Ronnie saying, "Hard, maybe, but not impossible. It may be a hard job, but it is not an impossible job." In so many words, that's what Paul is telling Timothy. Paul's telling Timothy, you've been given a spirit, and it's not a spirit of cowardice. It's not a spirit of weakness. You have been given a spirit of strength and self-control and love. That's a hard thing for Timothy to hear. It's a hard thing for us to hear. Because it's hard for us to hear how hard it is to follow Jesus Christ. I don't know where in the world we get the notion, but get it, we have, that following Jesus should be easy. I don't know where we've ever gotten that foolish notion, but it seems to me to be rampant and to tempt us and to touch us all. If it was easy to follow Jesus, everybody'd be doing it. Folks, in case you haven't noticed, not everybody is doing it. It's difficult to follow Jesus. The apostles in today's gospel, they say, increase our faith. I got to believe, as I imagine myself in that setting, imagine myself being one of the apostles, I have to imagine Jesus looking with a smile and saying, increase your faith. You ain't got any at all. You ain't got any faith. That's what I hear Jesus saying. You ain't got any faith. I'm not going to increase what you ain't got. If you had the faith of a mustard seed, there'd be flying mulberry trees around. I don't see any flying mulberry trees. Do you? If you had a little bit of faith, then the greatest thing possible would be happening. The world would be transformed. The world would be tipped upside down. If you had a little bit of faith, the size of a mustard seed, the greatest thing possible would be happening. Hearts would be changed, beginning with your own. If you had a little bit of faith. Those things to which Jesus calls us, those things that Jesus calls us to do and to be, are difficult. But those things are not impossible. Jessica Powers is a She was a Carmelite nun. She died a good number of years ago now. Actually, from Austin, not too distant. Carmelite sister and a poet of some note. And in one of her poems at the very end, Jessica Powers says, "Child, has no one told thee? God lives in you. Child, has no one told thee? God lives in you." It is difficult to follow Jesus, but it is not impossible. Paul tells us, as he told Timothy, "You have been given a spirit of self-control and strength and love." Child, has no one told you? God lives in you.